February 8th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, my remnant church is being formed in hearts, even as I speak. Of necessity, it is not in certain geographical locations or buildings or any physical structure. It is in the hearts of my most faithful and loving children. This remnant will carry on the tradition of faith in a world given over to compromise. Most under attack in this remnant is and will be the priests who cling to tradition. They must lead without saying they are leading a remnant. My remnant does not appear any differently physically from other so-called faithful. However, their spirituality sets them apart as conservative. It is difficult for me to attract any hierarchy to my remnant faithful, but this remnant needs no approval to carry on. I pray for the souls already in my remnant to listen to the right inspirations and not to be swallowed up by controversy. Since there is no physical outward appearance of the remnant, there will be no danger of ambition within the remnant church. Ambition has collapsed many a vocation and many of my plans. Pray to stay on track. Pray, pray, pray. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.